What's up, people? Hey, I'm excited. This is going to be a good night. I'm glad you're here. Hope you're doing great. Hope the fall weather, you enjoyed it this weekend. It was awesome. Hope you're a Tennessee fan. Brutal. Or an Alpharetta High School fan. I mean, Josh Dobbs went to Alpharetta High School. Hey, people love to give dating advice. They do. They love to give dating advice. Maybe you've given dating advice to your friends. Maybe a friend has given dating advice to you. People have given me a lot of dating advice, so I want to start by giving you some free dating advice to start this series. This is a brand new series we're starting tonight, so if it's your first night, it's a great night for you to be here. We're kicking off something brand new, and I want to start by just giving you a piece of dating advice that has nothing to do with tonight's message. It's just free for you. It's just a nugget that I want to pass on to you, okay? Start with the ladies. Ladies, I want to give you a free piece of advice. And the free piece of advice is just this, is that if a guy likes you, he'll let you know. He'll let you know. And you say to yourself, no, he won't. No, he won't. And that's, here's the reality. Here's the reality. Here's the truth. If a guy really likes you, he will let you know. I promise you. Because he can't help himself. It's true. If a dude really likes you, he will let you know. You say, well, no, I need to text him more. No, you don't. Let him show you. If he's not able to show you, you don't want him anyway. Okay? So he should show you. He should let you know. So if a guy likes you, let him show you. This is free advice so that the rest of your life, ladies, you don't have to spend in worry and fear and wonder going, how do I make him like me? How do I get him to like me? What do I have to do? You don't have to do anything for the right kind of guy. He'll let you know. Fellas, here's your piece of advice. Let her know. Let her know. Quit playing games, okay? Quit pretending, you know, oh, I'm not sure if I like her. Listen, if you like a girl, listen, fellas. We are men, all right? And sometimes we are the ones who need to take the risk. And sometimes, fellas, you just need to suck it up and let her know that you like her and risk being rejected. Fellas, if you get rejected, guess what? It only makes you stronger for the next time. And if it makes you weaker, suck it up again. Let's go. We're not raising mice. Let her know. Don't be such a wuss. Here's another piece of advice for the guys. You get two because you need it, okay? You get two, guys. Second thing for you guys is this. Girls don't think talk about your privates is as funny as you think it is. So, keep it classy, all right? Watch your mouth around ladies. Here's what I don't understand. In today's world, when I was growing up, there used to be this line between like what you said around your fellas and what you said around the ladies. And what you said about around the fellas in the locker room was one thing, and that kind of was said there, and it was kind of like, okay. But when you were around ladies, you treated ladies like they mattered, like they had some value and worth, and they didn't, like you could respect them, you know, like you didn't talk that way. And today it's like, it's just free game everywhere. Everyone's talking about filthy body parts, you know, all the time. People are talking about body parts around girls, and you're a dude. And I just want to take you by the throat and throw you up against the wall and say, have some class, you loser. That's what I want to do to guys who can't seem to get it through their head that there are ladies in the world. And fellas, I love you. I just want you to have a shot, okay? I want you to have a shot. So stop saying that crap around the ladies, all right? Anyways, I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight. But we are starting a new series called Save the Date. Are y'all ready for this? Do you guys like to talk about dating, about girls, boys, relationships? Some of you, it's mixed feelings in the crowd. I want to start by letting you know that this is what we're not. We're not saying that you have to date somebody. We're not saying that you need to date somebody. We're not saying that that's an expectation that you will date somebody while you're in high school. Some of you may not date. In fact, some of you are so horny you shouldn't be dating. You really should not be dating, all right? More on that next week. But if that's you in the room and you're like, I am so, like my hormones are just off the charts, you probably shouldn't be dating, all right? Just FYI. You should chill out, all right? I know there's going to be a lot of these moments during a series like this. That's okay. You know, the other thing we're not saying, though? The other thing we're not saying is we're not saying that you should not date. This is not the no dating series. This is not the like, hey, hey, Christian kids at church, we want to talk to you. Listen, 6 inches between all of you at all times. No dating at all. Like, I mean, that's stupid. At some point, as you grow up, you start getting interested in the opposite sex, and you're curious about dating. And at some point in high school, you are probably going to try to date somebody. And if that's the case, we want to help you do it better. We just want to help you do it better. And so we're going to talk about that. Dating in high school can be a healthy thing. It can be. I dated in high school. I liked dating in high school. I didn't date well in high school. I didn't really have a girlfriend until my senior year. It was a senior year homecoming, 1995, when I got my first kiss. As Dana Shelby and I walked down to the lake on a moonlit night, sat on a picnic table, and I leaned in to kiss her, came in way too hot, and we mashed teeth really hard. And it was a really bad first kiss. And I've been working on it ever since. But you know, dating's not the worst thing in the world, and it can be done in a healthy manner, and you can learn things from it. So we're not saying that you shouldn't date, but dating can be tough. It can be difficult, and so we want to talk to you about it. And I realize in a room this big, the ideas and the thoughts about dating are all over the place. So I want to go through some categories I came up with of the types of thoughts that you have about dating and see if you relate to one of these. I know there's probably a few more, but the first one is the who gives a crap people. You're in the room and you honestly don't care about dating. That covers our freshmen and then the rest of you. No, I'm kidding about that. But this was me for a long time in high school. People would talk about dating. I was like, not interested, playing sports, not curious about dating. I don't want to date. If I tried to date, no one would want to go out with me anyway yet. I'm hoping at some point I grow a muscle so that I like am somewhat attractive. I just wasn't into it. And there's people in the room tonight that you literally think other people who are into dating are just stupid because you don't give a crap. And that's okay. It's okay to not give a crap about dating yet. In fact, it's probably for some of you healthy to be that way, especially if you're really horny. So, sorry for saying that word again. All right, number two, you got thirsty people in the room. There are some of you in the room that you are just so desperate to find somebody. Like, you just want them so badly. You heard there was a dating series. You were like, oh my gosh, I have to go to that. I have to learn something. I have to figure out something about how to get a date. You're in the room. And there's other people in the room. You're the super serious married couples. And listen. Shh. If this is you, your friends just pointed to you, all right? And listen, shh. Some of you who are in this category, you don't even know that you're in this category, but all your friends know that you're in this category. And listen, I'm not knocking on this. I'm not saying that this is a horrible thing. I'm just saying that you got into this dating thing and you got like really serious, really fast. And it's kind of all you're living for right now. And some of the people around you are looking at you going, I kind of wish I was you. And then also, I'm scared for you. Like, it's kind of, they don't know what to think about your world right now, okay? You're in the room, some of you. There's probably like 20 of you, all right? And then you got this group of people. These are the super nervous and cautious people when it comes to high school dating. These are the people that when anyone suggests you should date somebody or ask somebody out, you're kind of like, I don't know. Or if your parents start talking about it, you're like, Mom, shut up, I don't want to talk about it. Stop it, you know, like, just don't want to talk about it. Or guys, you know, somebody's like, you should ask this girl out, and you're like, Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then you walk away, you're like, no freaking way I'm going to do that. No freaking way I'm going to do that. I'll send her a text message. Yeah, that's how we do it today. Anyway, sorry, that's weak sauce, but I know it's your world, okay? So you got that in the room. And then you got this group of people in the room. You got your serial daters. All right, now serial daters, this is like serial killers, okay? Serial daters, these are people who you can't go 5 minutes without trying to have a date. I mean, you break up with somebody, you got to have another one. You break up with them, you got to have another one. It's like your whole world is like, I just have to be with somebody at all times. These are some of the categories in the room. Now listen, it sounds like no one relates to any of those. So there's another category of people in the room. There's a category of people in the room that you are kind of like chill about dating and you're good at dating. And you've got a pretty solid relationship, and it's a healthy relationship, and you like each other, and everybody comments relationship goals on your pictures on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. I just want you people to know, I just want you to know the rest of us, we hate you, just FYI. We hate all of you. If you're like super healthy dater in high school, the rest of us are like, you know, just get out of my face. But this is kind of the categories, and here's the reality. No matter where you are on the spectrum of wanting to date somebody or dating somebody in a relationship, wishing you were or not caring at all, probably all of you have thought about and been curious about the opposite sex at this point. You've moved past the idea that you can get cooties from somebody, and now you realize it's actually herpes that you can get from somebody. You realize that? So the gig is up. You know it's not cooties, it's herpes. You've realized that. And so you're curious about how to do this dating thing to some degree, or if it's going to happen for you. Well, it's true. Here's the thing. At some point, people start talking about dating a lot. Even at church now, we're doing a dating series. And so people are talking to you about dating. And maybe it's possible that you're feeling some pressure in the world of dating. Like maybe you feel the pressure to get your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend. Or maybe you feel the pressure to get your first kiss or to get to second base or to be all about that base or whatever it is that you feel pressure to do. That you need to somehow get started in the dating world. So it's possible. It's possible that you've had lots of conversations about this with lots of different people, and you still feel a little bit unequipped to figure out how to navigate the dating world. Like you're not exactly sure where to start. And so you look around, and you get your cues from what to do with everything that's going on around you. And you look at the shows that you watch, and you look at the movies that are out, and you listen to the songs that we sing, and you watch the people around you in your class who are dating somebody else, and you look around and you think, well, they're doing it like that, and they're doing it like that, and they seem happier because they're dating, and they seem happy because they're dating, and I think that maybe I need to be dating, and it looks like they're wanted by somebody else, and I would like to be wanted by somebody else because I'm not sure if anybody wants me, so I'm going to show a little more cleavage, or I'm going to go work out at the gym and get some muscles so maybe somebody will notice me. And if I can just get them to notice me and get a relationship going, then maybe I'll know that I'm worth it. Maybe I'll know that I'm valuable. And you start feeling this pressure to try and do what everyone else is doing. You start looking around and thinking about dating. You start seeing this guy date some girl, and you think you're better looking than him anyway, and you think, how did he get her? And you start looking around, you start thinking, why are you wasting time with all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? You know, you start feeling like, you know, I could treat you better than he can, you know? I just know that I can. And so you're just in this world where it's like, I just feel like I'm either supposed to have somebody or I should have somebody, but I don't have anybody. And I don't know when I'm going to get somebody and when am I going to have my turn at dating? When's it going to be somebody for me? And it happens over and over and over again that we get so laser focused on this. We just want to find somebody. I just want to find somebody. I want to have a somebody like they have a somebody. I want to have a significant other like they have a significant other. And I see other people doing the dating thing or the hooking up thing or the thing, and they got a thing, and I want a thing, you know, I just want to have a thing myself with somebody. And so you just think, I gotta find somebody. And what happens is this, and this happens all the time, is that we get so focused on finding somebody that we settle for anybody. We get so focused on finding somebody that we settle for anybody. Just, we don't even think about who they are as a person. We don't even ask them what they believe. We don't consider whether or not they're a healthy person. We don't consider whether or not they are good for us. We just want somebody, so we settle for anybody. And I'm going to take you through three thoughts right here. And I want you just to pay attention to this. Because what happens when you want somebody so bad that you settle for anybody? Watch what happens. This is what happens. I promise you, this is what happens. It's why so many people who are a little bit further down the road from you are so unhappy in their relationships. This is what happens. When you settle for dating anybody, you end up becoming somebody. When you settle for dating anybody, you end up becoming somebody, because who you date will always impact how you live. Who you date will always, 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 always impact how you live. So when you settle for anybody, you will become somebody, because that somebody is going to impact how you live your life, for good or bad, for good or bad. So just think about that for a second and ask yourself or tell yourself this. This is something I would tell you if you haven't thought about this yet and you're dating somebody or you're thinking about dating somebody. What happens is this. I would say if they're not making you a better somebody, then you should probably at this point be dating nobody. If they're not making you a better somebody, it might be time that you be dating nobody. Because I'm making you better. And listen, this is why I'm telling you this. This is why I'm telling you this. If you get nothing else, listen to this. I'm almost 40 years old. And there's a lot of people my age whose worlds are falling apart right now because they never listen to this. Because they never listen to anybody tell them this. And that's why in our country, 50% of people who get married get divorced. And that's why 50% of the kids who are being raised in our country are living in 2, 3, 4, 5 houses, going back and forth between it, feeling like their whole world is disconnected and mom and dad aren't unified and they're not sure where to turn for advice and help and wisdom and what to do. And many of you are in that situation. And oftentimes you're in that situation because at some point along the way, we didn't pay attention to who we were getting in relationship with. And we got into relationship with somebody that didn't make us better. We got into a relationship with somebody that made us worse. That we didn't think about, what are they even like? And we get connected to people because you can fall in love with anybody. But if that somebody doesn't make you a better somebody, I just would suggest you date nobody for now. Now listen, the Bible doesn't say anything about dating. That's the bad news. It says nothing about dating. Back in the day when the Bible was written, dads would just go find people for their kids. How many of you would like that system to be back in place? One of you. You're crazy. I would not. My father, I'd be like, hey, Dad, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot myself. You know, I'm sorry, that's an inappropriate joke. But the point is, Dad, no, I would rather not be around than to be with whoever you're going to pick for me, Dad. Okay? But Mom, you're great. Okay, Dad did a good job with you, but he's old now. If that's the way it worked, I wouldn't like that because I want to have some say. Don't you want some say in who you're dating? I mean, don't you want that for yourself? So the Bible doesn't say anything about it, but it gives us some principles to live by. And my mom gave me some advice one time that's kind of like what the Bible says. My mom said to me one time when I was getting a little bit older and was still single, my mom said to me, hey, Darren, it's a lot better to be single than to be married to the wrong person. And what she meant was, it's possible for you to get into a relationship for all the wrong reasons. Because you're lonely, because you're scared, because you wish you had, because you just needed somebody. And you could end up with somebody who doesn't make your life better. You could end up with somebody who's miserable, who doesn't believe the same things you believe, who makes you feel like you're not even the person that you want to be, somebody that drags you down, somebody that just discourages you, somebody that's negative all the time. You could end up stuck in that relationship thinking to yourself, okay, I want to get out of this, but the only options are, once I'm married, I either have to get a divorce or I have to kill them, and then I have to go to prison. And I don't want either of those options. Like, there's no good options once you're stuck with somebody that you married. There's no good options to get out of that. Other than to fix the situation, which takes years and years of money and counseling. But my point is this. It's better to be alone than to be with the wrong person. I think that's what the writer of Proverbs was saying when he wrote this brutally honest message. In Proverbs 21:19, he says, it's better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman, man, or person. Their culture was different, but ours, you could say it that way. Man, person, whatever. It's better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful person next to you. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been to a desert. It's fairly hot. You sweat a lot. You could probably live 3 or 4 days max. If you go to a desert, the way you'd have to live in a desert would be, you would probably, if you ever watch Bear Grylls, he drinks his own urine in the desert to survive. You'll sweat the whole time. You'll get sunburned. It'll be a miserable, miserable existence. If you were to go and live in the desert by yourself for several days, you would be absolutely, completely, and totally miserable. And yet the writer of this says, but that would be nice compared to living with the wrong person. It would be better to live a freaking desert life than to be connected to, in a relationship with, stuck with someone who makes things difficult, who's quarrelsome, who's fretful, who's grumpy, who's angry, who's always at your throat, who's just frustrating. It'd be better to just go live in the desert. What? Like, I look at that and I go, okay, hold on a second. Proverbs guy. Okay, what are you saying? See, what he's saying is warning, don't settle for just anybody. Don't settle for just anybody. Warning, it's possible to be really, really miserable inside of a relationship. Warning, if you're dating just to date, just to have somebody, you better check it. You better watch out, because you could get into relationships that are really miserable for you. And what happens is you begin to get a pattern in your life of dating just to date. Dating just to feel like you have somebody. Dating because it's what makes you happy. Dating because you need somebody to validate you. Dating because you need to have somebody in your life. Dating for no good reason other than to have a somebody. And then you end up worse off than when you started. Warning, watch out. It happens all the time. There's a principle I want to combine with this idea that you need to be careful who you date because you could end up with somebody who's really bad for you. And it's that you could do the opposite. You could end up with somebody who's really good for you. It's possible to find people who make you better. In fact, there's a verse that I want you to memorize that we talk about all the time here. It has to do with friendship, but it really is just a principle for relationships. And I really do want you to memorize this verse tonight. You can take a picture of it and put it on the screen. But I really want you to think through this verse. It says this, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. You've heard it here all the time. We say it all the time. It's true in friendships. It's true in dating. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise. You become who you surround yourself with. But a companion of fools will suffer harm every time. See, I know what the argument is, though. The argument is, but there's no good guys. There's no good girls. There are no good people around me. Which means, yeah, you might have to wait. You might have to wait on that. You might have to say to yourself, okay, self, let me just slow down for a minute. And let me not get into this rat race of high school dating where it's like, I gotta have somebody. Let me slow down and realize, I don't want just somebody. I want the best person I can have. I want to be the best person. I want to have the right person. I want to slow down enough to know that I'm not just throwing myself into something just because everybody else is too. You might need to wait. But you need to live by this rule, I think. This is a rule I think you should live by when it comes to dating. It's real simple. You can think about it like this. If they don't bring out the best in you, they're just not the best for you. If they're not bringing out the best in you, if you feel like you're doing things that you never wanted to do. You're hiding secrets from your parents you never wanted to hide. You're not telling your friends some things, or you only have certain friends you tell certain things because those are the friends that you know won't rat you out or judge you or whatever. If you found yourself compromising your standards in a relationship, they're probably not best for you. And that's okay. Tell them to go. They got to get to walking. If they're not making you somebody who's... I saw this triangle one time. I know some of you have seen this before, but it's just this triangle where like God's up here and then there's two people and the two people are getting closer to God, and the closer they get to God, what do you know? Oh, they're getting closer together too, right? You guys have seen that before. Some of you have, because if you're a bit like really into Christianity, you've seen it. But God's up top, and then you get closer to God, you get closer to each other. Well, the same thing's true. Like if you're like trying to get closer to God, and then you're a Christian, you say, I want to get closer to God, but you're dating somebody who is, living this way, like doing awful things. Come here real quick. Just come here real quick. Just stand right there. Stand on that step. Just stand up. What's your name? It's okay. You stand up. Just what's your name? I just need somebody to stand up. Listen. Okay. No, stand down on the step, right down. Down one more step, all right? Down one more step. Let me just show you something. You've seen this too before, right? Okay. I'm going to try and pull her up to me, okay? All right, ready? Okay, don't let me do it, okay? Try to fight me, okay? Like, it's hard for me to pull her up onto the stage, right? It's impossible, because she's lower than me. But now you try to pull me down to the steps. Yeah, it's not that hard, right? Because it's a lot easier if you were to stand on a chair and try to pull somebody up off the ground, you couldn't do it. But if they were to pull you off the chair, it'd be easy to pull you off the chair. You can sit down, thanks, great job. The point is this. Sorry, it was amazing. The point is this. If you're with somebody who's going the opposite direction, away from God, they will easily pull you away from God. Easily. It is easy because you know what? You're kind of interested in what's away from God. You were born with a sinful nature. And inside of you is this desire to discover, what is down there really far from God? I'm curious about that. And so when someone comes along who's dating you, who doesn't give a flip about God, and you're dating them, and you're like, come to church. They're like, screw church. I hate church. And so you're like, well, it's kind of the wrong attitude, but you're cute. I kind of love you, so, you know, whatever. Well, I'll work on you next week. You're like, come to church. And like, ah, I told you I hate church, but I love you, baby girl. You know, you're fine or whatever, so why don't you come over? You get a little further down the road with them, a little more huggy bear, a little more smacky mouth, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And pretty soon, they're like, yeah, we don't need church. You're kind of like, I mean, I can skip this week, and then it's like, oh, I can skip next week, and then it's like, you know, you don't even know who God is. You're like, all I care about is you because they pulled you down. I'm just saying, if they're not bringing out the best in you, they're not the best for you because they will pull you away. If there's somebody that doesn't care about making you better, they'll pull you in the wrong direction. You might pull people. Maybe you are one who pulls people in the wrong direction. I don't know. But I think this is real simple, that I think you should just wait. I think you should wait. I think it's better to wait than to get worse when you date. I think it's better to wait than get worse when you date. And some of you need to just wait. Some of you need to just say, you know what, let me just work on me for now. So here's the application for some of you, for all of us tonight. If you're dating somebody right now and you're in a relationship with them, that's great. And maybe it's going good, but you need to evaluate whether or not that person's making you better. Are you becoming the better person? Or you look at it down the road and go, you know what? This could be a desert life. I'd rather have a desert life than be connected to this person. You need to at least think about it. You need to at least ask yourself, are they making me better? If you're not dating somebody, listen, that's okay. You need to just maybe sit down and make a list of the things that you want to see in the person that you date. You need to make a list of who you are and the things you won't compromise and the things that no matter what, this person has to be true about them. Listen, if you're a Christian in the room, if you're somebody who would say, I believe in God and Jesus is my Savior, let me just give you this. Maybe nobody said this to you before, but look up here. Look up here. I just want to save you from a lot of pain and misery. If you would call yourself a Christian, don't ever date someone who doesn't have the same level of faith as you. You say, oh, but he's a Christian. Is he? How do you know? Well, on Facebook 8 years ago, he labeled himself as Christian. No, does he have the same desire as you to connect with God? If not, he's going to pull you away. Don't ever settle for somebody just because you want somebody. Don't settle for them just because you need somebody, and they said they were a Christian. Listen, if you're a Christian, look up here. If you're a Christian, don't you think God wants to meet the desires of your heart? Do you believe that God is a big enough God to give you a person down the road that can satisfy the relational desires that you have? Do you believe that God wants to speak into your own life, into your own heart, that God will care for your heart? That God will take care of you, that God thinks about you, that God knows about you, that God sees the brokenness in you and the desires in you and the want in you. Don't settle for anybody when you could have the God of the universe on your side. Don't you think God wants that for you? He does. God desires. Fellas in the room, God desires to give you a woman who will help you and make you better. Ladies, God desires to give you a man who will walk in integrity and honesty, that won't cheat on you, that won't lie, that won't be rude, that won't be classless. It might take a while for that guy to grow up out of high school. You might want to wait till post-college to look for him. But I'm just telling you, you don't have to settle for somebody. You need to, some of you in this room, I'm telling you what you need to do, what I do for my little girls right now. Most nights, I sit down and I just ask God to prepare a man for them and to prepare them for that man. And listen, it's not, oh, it's, I got to do it. Like, I need God to do that. And some of you ladies, fellas in the room, you need to start asking God to get somebody ready for you. And know that you don't have to have somebody to be loved. I'm going like way off my notes right now. I just love you guys. And I'm tired of seeing all this broken crap in relationships because we just got to have somebody. God wants to give you His best. But if we keep diving into the worst, we're not even ready for it. All right, I'll quit. But I just don't keep settling for mediocrity. Ladies, let me just end with this. I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to. Ladies, don't settle for mediocrity. Just because the dude opens the door for you doesn't mean he gets to open up your blouse too. Okay? It doesn't. I talk to girls all the time who say, well, he was nice, so I just did whatever he asked. Bullcrap. Hey, ladies, listen. Listen. Opening the door for you is an honor. It's not something you pay for. Buying you a meal is a privilege, not something you owe him for. Doing kind things for you is an opportunity of a lifetime, not something you got to pay that fool back for. So when he says, oh, but I was nice to you, great. You can be nice to me by not pressuring me into anything else I don't want to do. Man, there's some things I want to say that are just inappropriate, but I just feel like we gotta save the date, y'all. We gotta save the date, all right? We gotta save the way dating is going, and I love you. Come back next week. We're gonna talk some more about this. Let me pray. God, thank you for this group. God, I want every person in this room, God, I want them to have a healthy relationship status. I want them to someday have a marriage that thrives and have kids that look up to both mom and dad in the house. And God, for those that have walked through brokenness in relationships, whether they're a small group leader who's walked through that or student who's walked through it with their families, God, I pray you'd bring healing, that you'd bring hope. You're God who redeems all things and changes all things and fixes all of our mess. God, none of us get it right. I've done it so wrong so many times, but God, I pray that you would use the next few weeks to start sinking deep into our hearts the idea that you do have a plan for us, you do care about us, and it matters who we date. It matters what we do with our lives, and it makes a difference when we make decisions to trust you with our dating relationships, God. I pray that this room would be full of people who are willing to trust you with those relationships, God. They wouldn't listen to the lies that says you got to have somebody to be somebody. Well, I would